Hey everyone, this is Big L, Rock Lines Magazine, and tonight we're talking with a young lady who is the lead singer of Living Dead Girl. Her name is Molly, is it Rennick? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Okay. Hi Molly, how are you tonight?
I'm great, how are you?
I am just absolutely wonderful. Being the lead singer of Living Dead Girl, can you give us a little history about how it started and how you got to where you are today?
Honestly, for years and years, nothing was happening besides me trying to be in a band until around 2020 is when things got real. Up until then, when I was 16 years old, I was auditioning random strangers off Kijiji, which is basically the Canadian version of Craigslist. I was putting up flyers around town in music stores. I was finding people from Facebook, trying to make a band. And it was just so hard because I lived in such a small town in Ontario, trying to find any metal musicians who weren't already in a band or else wanted to do it like professionally and not just as a hobby was very, very difficult. But the only other original member we've had since day one is Jordan, our bassist. I found him online when I was 16, and he's stuck with me ever since. But yeah, we were just like jamming in my parents' basement, doing absolutely nothing, accomplishing nothing, until 2019, I actually went to Los Angeles to record some singles with Mitchell Marlowe, the producer that did Exorcism. That's kind of when it really started. So it's a loaded question saying, when did Living Dead Girl start? I've been trying to work on it for like almost 10 years now, and it officially began within the past like 5 years.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were persistent because you've got a good thing going on. Your latest single, Dysfunctional, what was the motivation behind that song?
The motivation behind that song was talking about relationship dynamics, like with like a family member or a friend or just someone who you have to have in your life. Like they have to be there for whatever reason. It's not like a boyfriend or girlfriend you could just, you know, break up with. It's, okay, this person's in my life, but they bring me a headache. And I know it's a topic everyone can relate to. Every family or friend group or whatever has that one person that you got to deal with and you don't want to. So I wrote a song about it. I called it Dysfunctional because I was like, this is pretty on the nose. I think people will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think it's a really fun song because since it's relatable to so many people and everyone knows what we're talking about, it's hard to listen to it and not like picture, oh yeah, this person or, oh, I feel that. And I really like unity in music. I really think making things people can relate to is important. So that was kind of my motivation behind Dysfunctional was, let's get personal and talk about our family problems with everyone.
Well, I watched the video. It looks like you guys had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Other than the fact that that Airbnb had no air conditioning and we were in Florida, besides that, it was a very, very fun music video shoot.
Oh, that would not be good at all.
You couldn't tell we were all sweating buckets in that video. That's the one thing that prevented that day from being amazing was we were all very sweaty.
So at the beginning, you get in this nice-looking ride. Did you actually drive that? Or?
Do we want to?
I said at the beginning of the video, you get in this nice-looking car. Was you actually did you actually get to drive that? Or?
I'm going to say Steve's car. He's our drummer, so that is his car already. So, like, I've already driven it a bunch of times, but it was actually me driving it in that little sequence. We just drove it around the block around our house for that scene.
Yeah, that's a nice-looking ride. Nice-looking ride for sure.
Yeah, it's a great car.
And you mentioned Exorcism. You released that, I think, a little over 2 years ago. And then you are, I believe in October, going to re-release it along with six new tracks on it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what was the motivation of doing that? And are you doing I'm sorry. And are you doing that independently?
Yes, we are doing it independently. And the motivation behind it was I kind of feel like Exorcism didn't really get, like, the life it deserved because we released it independently while I was still living in Canada and we were in the midst of the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything. We weren't able to release it with a supporting tour and with, you know, the ability to play live shows and really connect with fans and stuff. We were very, very limited in our release of it. And that's something that I, like, regret to this day, although there's nothing I can do about it, nothing I can change about it. Everything was beyond our control. it just felt really crappy knowing, like, okay, this didn't come out the way I wanted it to. So I kind of suggested the idea to the band, like, why don't we literally just re-release it, expand it, add to it, we're going to do some acoustic versions, we're going to do a remix. I'm like, let's add a brand new single, let's record Dysfunctional and put it on there, and, like, re-release it. We're going to put out new CDs, we're going to tour and, like, promote it again, and just kind of, like, go back and, like, breathe life back into the album, because, like I said, like, it was just, like, kind of a, I mean, it did really well, it got a very good response, but the release felt very lackluster, because it came out in June of 2021, when we weren't able to play live shows or anything, so I kind of just wanted to go back and redo it, if you will.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's actually a pretty smart business decision.
Thank you. I do consider myself a businesswoman.
Yeah, speaking of that, you're a lady with that wears many hats. You not only do you are you the lead vocalist, but you handle the merch, and you also, if I'm not mistaken, if I read it right, you're in the fashion design, and you also was a model.
Correct.
Yeah, of all those hats, which one do you enjoy the most?
Singing is always going to be my number one passion. As much as I love every single role I get to play with Living Dead Girl, singing is like my favorite thing to do in the entire world.
And who was some of your inspirations as when you were growing up?
My number one inspiration was Avril Lavigne. She grew up in a small town in Ontario just like I did, so I felt like I could always really personally relate to her, to think that, okay, this girl grew up in an even smaller town than I did, and she made it to, you know, the level of global superstardom that she did. It really, really inspired me to think, okay, this person came from the same background I did, and look what she was capable of. I feel like that really, really motivated me as a young kid to see that. So she was kind of what made me think, oh, okay, I should actually try to be a musician and pursue it at a very young age. And then as I got older, what really started getting me to heavier music was accidentally discovering Marilyn Manson at, like, age 9 or 10, clicking on the wrong YouTube video and sitting there watching it, kind of horrified but kind of excited at the same time. And then that's kind of when I started, like, oh, I'm going to buy some black lipstick and see what this looks like. I'm going to dye my hair black. I'm going to start trying to learn how to scream. And then I really learned how to scream when I was around 16 years old. I was trying to imitate, like, Marilyn Manson, Maria Brink, and Chris Moschelman all at the same time. The one that finally got me to get the screaming sound out was trying to replicate the song 4 by In This Moment. That song is what, like, taught me how to scream. So I would say, like, those are my handful of people that really shaped me into the artist I am today.
And speaking of that, can you describe your sound for our listeners? It's unique. It's you go the whole gamut there. You got all kinds of genres in there.
Thank you. It's a mixture of heavy and poppy at the same time. I don't consider poppy a bad word in the metal world. I know people are scared to use that word, but I'm not. We try to be as equal parts heavy and dark, you know, with the downtuned riffs, the screaming. And we also try to be catchy with, like, a good hook and radio-friendly choruses, because we still want to have fun and we want people to be able to sing along to it. So it's kind of like if you took industrial, gothic, new metal, mid to metalcore, and you threw some pop punk into it.
Yeah, and that pretty much describes it. It's unique and it's different. And I guess if you want to be good, that's what you got to be. People got to just say, you know, notice you for something.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to make music that sounded like everyone else. I wanted to take very different types of influences and combine them to kind of make our own genre. Like when I was in the studio with Mitch, we were working on Exorcism. He literally turned to me and said at one point, I think we just invented a new genre. Like, I don't think this even fits into a genre. We made a new one. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and I think he might be right. It may not be easy, but it's also, it's catchy, and I like it. I personally like it, so I'm sure that your fans are growing by the droves. So, you also, earlier this year, I believe you released a 5-song CD that was covers. What were the choices? I mean, you have Avril on there, obviously. You explained that she was one of your, but you've also got Britney and Pink and Hillary Duff, I believe, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember the fifth one, but what made you decide on those songs, to cover those songs?
I felt felt like doing a cover EP basically just for fun. I was kind of like still riding the wave of Exorcism. I wasn't ready to go back to the studio and write brand new material yet, but I did still want to explore and experiment and still make some music. So we decided to do covers. And then the second we were talking to our manager, Jeremy, we were talking about doing covers. I said, if I'm going to do an album of covers, there needs to be a theme or an aesthetic. It needs to have some kind of reason behind it that they can all go together. I don't want to just arbitrarily pick five random songs. And also, I don't really like doing covers of songs that are already in my genre. Like, doing metal or rock songs already, I feel like, wouldn't be creative enough for me. Like, it wouldn't be enough of a challenge. So I was like, let's take songs that you can't even picture as heavy songs. Like, let's take pop music and rewrite it as metal songs. Because that gave us the challenge of, okay, we're changing the tuning, we're adding a guitar riff, we're changing, like, the drum beat and everything. Like, it still gave us room to be musicians and, write to it as well. So I decided to go with throwback music. Those are the songs I grew up listening to, like, when I was, like, 5 years old. Those were the songs that I would sing into my little karaoke machine and dance around my living room to. So it's a very nostalgic, fun, sentimental thing for me. Like, okay, like, Come Clean was my favorite song ever when I was, like, 6 years old. And now here I am at 24 years old recording a screamo version of it, you know? It's, like, it's a very sentimental thing for me.
Yeah, well, it was very well done, and the way that you put your fingerprints on it, or footprints on it, it was outstanding.
Thank you.
I may not be into that genre itself, but the way you took it and then you changed it, it was outstanding, I thought.
Thank you.
So, I know you're getting ready to go out on tour, or you are on tour yet, with, I know you're going to be with Reagan Black, because one of our other photographers is real good friends with them. But when does that start, and what else you got going on? I'm sorry, are you still there? You still there, Molly?
I am. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, you broke up there for a second. That's okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead with the, I asked about the touring you got coming up.
So we start the tour on August 3rd in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have about a week's worth of dates of us headlining before we meet up with Raven in Salt Lake City, Utah. Just because her tour was beginning in Utah, we didn't want to drive from Florida to Utah without playing some shows along the way. So we do have some headlining dates, Just Living Dead Girl, leading up to it until we meet up with her. And then we are continuing the tour until August 25th. So it's going to be the longest tour we've done yet, but we're really excited. We're hitting a lot of brand new places we've never been to before. We are going back to Texas where we were last summer, and we had so much fun there, so we're excited to go there again. And we've even got some surprises on this tour. You might see Raven and I on stage together for some songs. It's going to be a really fun one.
Well, I was going to say, I think this is a perfectly matched tour. I enjoy Raven Black. I enjoy Raven a lot. And I can see where you two are going to mesh really well. I think that's going to be a great tour.
Yeah, we seem to have a lot of mutual fans who are very excited about us teaming up together. It just makes so much sense for us to go out together.
I know we're actually covering the Michigan Metal Fest. I was hoping that you were going to be on that, but I didn't see your name now.
We're playing a headlining show, I think in Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay. All right. Well, shucks. Anyway, going back to the writing, do you do all the writing, or is it a collaborative thing, or?
I do all of the vocal parts, so I personally don't write the music. I work with a producer, but I do still have a lot of creative control and a lot of say over it. Like, I'm in studio with him while he's doing it, and I will say, I want it to sound like this. I'll show him some references. I'll say, I want it to be, you know, like these root notes so it can fit this vocal melody line. So it is very much collaborative. We really work together to create something. Like, I'll tell him, I want this mood, this emotion, this theme, this vibe, and I'll show him reference songs. And then he would just seemingly out of thin air pull a riff out and be like, oh, you mean like this? And then I would just like lay some vocals down. And it was very much like we just made it up as we went along, and it really worked. So I don't like to record songs and like do like 10 demos and keep tweaking it. I like to just bang it all out in one go. I think that those songs turn out better, personally. Like, some of our songs, like Villain, we wrote and recorded the entire song in 4 hours. And that's personally how I like to make music.
Well, that makes sense. That's fresh and hard, and you get right at it, and you know what you want to do.
Yeah, when you're on a roll, I feel like you end up with a better product. Like, even Dysfunctional, we wrote the whole thing in, like, a day, not even. Whereas there are some other songs, like Worship Me, for example, and Be Liar, where we wrote... And I feel like the more I have to play with it and tweak it, I start to not like it as much. I know it sounds bad, but I kind of feel more excited about songs that come so naturally and so quickly.
Well, that makes total sense to me. And you got, I always end my questions with this. There's a four band tour going out on the road, and Living Dead Girl is the opening act. Who's the other three bands and why? And they can be past or present.
I would say Hailstorm, In This Moment, and Motionless in White. Those are three of my all-time favorite bands. All three of them are absolutely phenomenal live. And if I do say so myself, I feel like our genres and our styles would all really complement each other and would make for a really killer lineup.
I've seen all three of those bands live, and you were right. That would be worth spending a buck or two on. Actually, a lot more.
Yeah. The day that happens, I can die happy.
Speaking of, where do you see Living Dead Girl in 5 years?
I hope to see us playing internationally all over the world. We're really, really aiming to be able to play overseas, like in Europe, in UK, Australia, Japan. I really want to see us at the point where, you know, like, we could headline or even be direct support for another band in any country and know there's going to be people there. Like, that's really the end goal, and all we want is just to know, okay, we can show up in any venue and people will come see us.
Okay, if we're a small girl from Canada who's living out her dream right now, are you where you want to be, or do you want to, I'm sure you're not where you want to be, but are you where you expected to be at this time?
Yes and no. I feel like it makes a lot of sense to see what I'm doing now. Like, no one I went to high school with or anyone I've known a long time is surprised. Everyone sees me and is like, yep, that makes sense. But I do really feel like I was held back in a lot of ways that were beyond my control. Like, you know, the whole pandemic and lockdown situation. I keep thinking, like, oh, if that didn't happen, I would be so much further ahead. I feel like if I had moved to the States sooner, I would have been further ahead, because that's when we really started touring, was once I moved to Florida. Like, I do kick myself a little bit sometimes thinking, oh, you're not as far as you should be. But I always just, like, remind myself everything that has happened that prevented that wasn't in my control, so I shouldn't stress over it. So, yes and no, I think I'm doing the best I can with what I had given to me.
Yeah, I understand that. I also... I am not only passionate about music, but I'm also, I cover the sports, the local sports, and that particular, the pandemic ruined a lot of high school athletes' senior years, and it was sad to see, because in my particular town, I live in a small town too, we had a wrestler that probably would have won the state championship that year, but he didn't get that opportunity to do so, so he finished his career as a runner-up his junior year. And he didn't get a chance to prove that he could be the best. And that was tough on a lot of people. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it was really hard to feel like you were put on pause. Like, we finished recording Exorcism in February of 2020, right before everything went south. And we were supposed to release it later in 2020. We were going to tour the whole year and then release it in October. But then we didn't have the chance to do that, and everything was changed. So every now and then I look back and I'm like, damn it, that ruined my entire life. And I'm like, well, you're still doing the best you could with everything that happened.
And I think you're doing a marvelous job. And I wish you nothing but success in the future. And before we part ways, you got anything you want to say to our listeners? And how can our listeners get a hold of or check out Living Dead Girl?
You can visit our official website. It's livingdeadgirl.ca. There you will find all of our upcoming tour dates, tickets, VIP upgrades. You can see our new music videos, our songs. Everything that you need to find is on there. Follow us on social media and check out our new single, Dysfunctional. It's got a music video on YouTube, and I would say it's pretty fun, so it's worth watching.
I can attest to that. It's very fun. It's very fun to watch. I've watched it several times. And it's not only fun to watch, but it's good music, too. So I highly suggest you get out there and you check that out. Well, hopefully, I like traveling around and seeing concerts in different states. That's my goal, is to see a concert in every state. So maybe one of those headlining tours that you're on, maybe I can make it out and check you out live.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but Molly, I appreciate you giving me a call, and like I said, I wish you guys nothing but success, and hopefully when you get to the top, we'll have another talk.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
All right.